Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part two of Prayer and Your Destiny. Here's Pastor Steve.
Partial obedience is not obedience with God. Did you hear what I said? Partial obedience is not obedience to God. You know of people, it may even be you, that some things you believe and obey in this word and other things you don't. But it's important for you to realize that you cannot change God and you can't change His word. Tear out all the pages you don't like in this Bible, but there's another one in heaven that has a totally intact where God is going to judge us someday from His word. Now listen to what the prophet Samuel went on to tell Saul. He said in verse 23, he said, rebellion is like the sin of divination or witchcraft, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. What is idolatry? Putting anything or anyone before God. The thing or the person you put before God is an idol in your life. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. Samuel said, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, God has rejected you as king. So you see, as a result of disobedience, you can lose the call of God on your life. That's why the first step that God will deal with us in that whole process of developing us for ministry is obedience. God will allow things to happen to you just to see if you'll obey. God will put you in situations just to watch and see how you'll behave. Someone will leave some money or something in the office, and God will see if you'll turn it into human resources. Or if you'll just put it in your pocket because you've been praying that God would bless you with some money. You know, life is really like that. It's full of temptations. And you know, in your mind, you can make anything right. You can justify it in your mind. That's why it's so important to know this Bible, to know that God may be testing me. I may need to turn that money in. Listen to this scripture. It says in Proverbs 29:1, whoever is stubborn after being corrected many times will suddenly be hurt beyond cure. That's important for you to know. Because we cannot continue to disobey God with no consequences. There are some of you today whom God has spoken to about certain things in your lives, and you have not corrected them yet. You cannot continue going in that direction without something happening. And the Lord wanted me to tell you that this morning. Now, another step in the process is that God will call you to leave where you were to go to a place He will show you. Sometimes we realize this when the grace or the favor lifts from our lives. The Bible tells us in 1 Kings 17, verses 6 and 9, about Elijah. Elijah, during the time of famine, was being supernaturally fed by a raven and by a brook or stream where God told him to go. But it says that after a while, the brook dried up and the raven stopped coming. When God's favor lifts from your life and God's grace, often that's God telling you you're about to move into another area. You're in transition, in other words, in your life. What is it about God that he takes us from one place to the next place? God does this so that he can remove you from your past and bring you into the place he wants you to be. Now, what's interesting is Jesus made this statement: a prophet is without honor in his own home or in his own neighborhood. What did he mean by this? People will always see you the way you were, who knew you, not the way God intends for you to be. Some of us, we just love and enjoy staying where we started. If you stay where you started, you will never fulfill God's destiny for your life. Because every destiny has a destination. You cannot stay in the same place and wind up where you're supposed to be going. God wants us to leave one place and go to the next place where he's showing us. It's a part of the process. The Bible tells us that after the brook dried up, then the Lord said to Elijah, go and live in the village of Zarephath near the city of Sidon, because there is a widow there who will feed you. And I have given her my instructions. Now, this is interesting because often when we arrive where God sends us, we discover that the person supposed to help us needs help themselves. In 1 Kings 17 and 10, it says, so Elijah went to Zarephath, and when he came into the town gate, he saw a widow there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so that I can have a drink? And as she was going to get it, he called, and please bring me a piece of bread. Now, this was a time of famine. But God had spoken to him and said, this widow is going to take care of you. She's going to feed you. It's going to be much better than a raven bringing you food and you drinking from a brook. So he's going expecting great things. God said good things are going to happen. Verse 11 says, and as she was going to get it, he said, bring me a piece of bread. And she said, as surely as the Lord lives, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And I am gathering a few sticks to take it home and make a meal for myself and my son that we might eat it and die. Now, don't get confused when you arrive at the location God has sent you to and it's a place that seems to need a lot of help. God is always in places where people would not necessarily go. When God had his own son Jesus born into the world, he had him born in a stable. The wise men or the princes came and gave their treasures to a baby in a stable. There's a reason for that. It's the same reason that God says you must search for me with all of your heart. What God wants to do in your life, he does not do it by bells and whistles and all the trimmings, but the very basic things. Because God wants you to look to him, not to all the exterior things. So you're going to have faith when you walk into that new place. Elijah said, don't be afraid. Now, why did he say that? Because he was afraid. He was afraid he had made a mistake. But he knew the Lord said, go to that place. So he said, don't be afraid. Go home and do what you've said, but first make a small cake of bread for me. And then once you've given me that bread, then make one for you and your son. For this is what the Lord says. He says that the jar of flour will not be used up, nor the oil. It will not run out until the day the Lord gives rain in the land. The Bible says, so she went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. Now remember this. God will never send you to a place just to be fed. He sends you to a place to minister. Elijah came because the Lord said, she'll feed you. But when he got there, he realized he had to minister. And that's the way it'll always be as God leads you. You'll see that the place God sends you to is not a place just to be fed. It will be a place God expects you to minister.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an inspiring thought from God's Word.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and everyone was given a purpose and assignment from God. God called Jonah, but Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction in order to get away from the Lord. But his disobedience almost led to his death. So God spoke to him and gave him a second chance. And this time Jonah obeyed. God said to Jonah, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message of judgment that I have given you. This time, Jonah obeyed the Lord's command. He went to Nineveh, and many, if not all, were saved. God has given you another chance. He never removes our assignment. What has God assigned you to do? Don't delay. He's counting on your obedience to help those waiting for the answers to their purpose and eternity.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Spirit Life Church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. To find out more about our ministry, including service times and upcoming events, visit us online at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Abraham, you remember Abraham and how God called him. We see the same process with Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Then the Lord told Abram, leave your country, your relatives, and your father's house, and go to the land that I will show you. I will cause you to become the father of a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. Listen, and I will make you a blessing. God never sends you to a place just to be blessed. God sends you to a place to make you a blessing. Why does God separate us from our past? There's some people who are still attending the same church that their forefathers did. They have pews with their family name on it. Even some of the stained glass windows have their family's name in it and the likeness of one of their relatives in some of the pictures. They would never leave that church. They would never go somewhere else. But God will call you from where you were to where he wants you to go because he has a plan for your life. Jesus himself had to leave Nazareth because the people did not receive him. The Bible says in Matthew 13:53, when Jesus had finished giving the illustrations, he returned to his hometown Nazareth and taught there in the synagogue. And he astonished everyone by his wisdom and miracles. How is this possible? The people exclaimed. He's just a carpenter's son, and we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. And his sisters, they all live here. How can he be so great? The Bible says, and they became angry with him. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere else except in his own country and among his own people. And so he did only a few miracles because of their unbelief. The Bible says Jesus was amazed. He was astonished by their unbelief. People will always see you the way you were. Maybe they knew you since you were a little boy and they called you Davy. Or they called you Lucy. Or Lizzie. If you stay in that place, you will never be able to become the person God wants you to become. Because God is always doing something new. God does not remain. God always does something progressive in our lives. And that's why it's so important for you to continue to move from place to place. Wherever God sends you, you must go because God is developing you to be a different person. Many of you will have a greater impact on other people than you will even in your own hometown, just like Jesus. And you need to realize that that's a part of the process. You need to go to where the Lord would have for you to go. Now, there's something I need to say about moving to the next destination. It's not as important how you leave your last place as it is that you actually have left it. What do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes God will move us through adversity. It happens. Like I said, the grace will lift, or you can go by way of the pit. What do I mean by that? By way of persecution. Because of the jealousy of Joseph's brothers, they threw him in a pit and sold him. They sold him, and then he started on his journey to Egypt. But it was all a part of God's providence because Joseph's ministry was in Egypt. Now, something interesting about the pit. God will use the adversity of the pit to move you to the next location when you have a very high purpose to fulfill. What God does is he cuts out your options. Some of us decide, well, I'll go from here. The grace is lifted. I'll go from here. I'll go. Others have to go. Others are pushed into the next thing. You lose your job. And you may not want to do this other particular job, but today you're doing it because you need to earn some money. Well, what are you doing? You're simply following God's options for your life. God is directing your life. Many times we get into situations where we just would rather not go. We would rather not get involved in this. We would rather not even spend the time. But because God has a high-ranking purpose for you, God moves you in such a way you can't resist it. Some of you have been moved that way. The last place you left, it wasn't a pleasant experience when you left. They didn't kiss you on the way out the door. They may have given you your last check. They may not have. But God allows this to happen because he cuts out your options. In other words, if you're called to ministry, many people are called to ministry and they're working at a ministry. And they're comfortable working at the ministry. They enjoy working at the ministry. And one day the Lord comes and says, your time is up. And the Lord shows you along the way, your time is up. And then you just wait for the Lord to reveal it to you. The next thing you know, you're on the other side of the door. Why does God do that? Because he's beginning to start something else with you in your life. I don't want you to be discouraged, folks. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Your circumstances and your situations that you go through will not seem to be the best or perfect. But know this, it's all a part of God's plan. In fact, if you don't agree with God's plan, he'll just get you to the next location. In fact, an angel came and visited Zechariah, the priest. He was the father of John the Baptist, you know. The angel said, you're going to have a son. Call his name John. And he is going to be the forerunner for the Messiah. Zechariah, after all of this happening, knowing it was an angel, said, how do I know this is going to happen? As a result, God took away his speech so that he could not speak against what God was going to do. God will cut off your options when his plan is to supersede what you would do in your life or with your life. I want to encourage you today. We're going to continue this next time. This whole process. Where are you in the process? Are you at the level of obedience? You're still having problems obeying God? Where are you in the process? Have you left a location to enter into a new location where God has sent you? Have you been surprised that it's not what you thought it would be? It's not even like where you left. God has sent you to minister, not just to be fed. And have you gone by the way of the pit through adversity? Once again, no, when you go through adversity, it's because God has such a high call on your life. He eliminates the options. He wants to make sure that you're going to follow his way and you're going to fulfill the call that he has on your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part two of Prayer and Your Destiny. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver and honor him. Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you. To all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus, asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.